Celebrity Big Brother is ending tonight. It's been a roller coaster ride. It really has. It's been very, very funny as well. Connor Bean is here to tell us all about the funniest moments of CBB. Hey, Connor. Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy. It's a sad Friday to think that CBB is finally ending. It's been an amazing few weeks.
It has been one of the funniest
ones. Nearly a month, actually. It's been so funny. These people, this cast have just been both super crazy and out there, but also just so funny. And almost everything they do has ended up in sheer hilarity. Even just the nominations, like when they had to nominate face to face, and Tiffany was like screaming at each of them, and then Christopher Maloney couldn't take it. He's like, I have to go get sick, Daniela, and like left. And you could hear him like puking his ring up off screen. And Daniela was like, he's off to getting sick and everything, mate. This isn't on. I was like, this show is ridiculous.
I thought last night, the episode that I watched was all of them. They're quite friendly with each other.
Yeah, you know, they've bonded now in the last
bonded.
Few days.
They're winners. All winners in their eyes. And they're all, I don't know.
Tiffany romps home to victory tonight. Come on, Tiff.
Do you think she's going to win?
I think Scotty T could still nab it because of the Geordie Shore following.
Possibly.
But her kind of going in with like booze on the first night and only some people knowing who she was. Yeah. And now she's like, kind of won over the whole nation. I'm like, that's amazing.
Well, it's funny because Scotty T obviously does have the most followers from Geordie Shore and also the most followers on Instagram and on Twitter, and he's got a massive fan base.
Uh-huh.
But who really has been the star and the funniest person? That's what you're here to talk about today.
The funniest people. But you know what? Megan, she's gone now, but God, that rant she let off about John and went to the dining room and then she smacked the camera around. That was kind of hilarious.
I'm sick of that He's lying. He's a liar. He is a liar. I'm sick of it. I am sick of the fakeness. I'm sick of it. I've kept it in too long. I've kept it in too long. I can't deal with it. He's a liar. He's a liar.
This was basically just, she just drank a little bit too much and didn't have anything to eat.
I've often had enough to eat one day and just been like, I'm just in a bad mood.
she was hangry.
She went after John for being fake and kind of gave out to Tiffany for laughing at her when she was having this rant about John. But the best thing was, she was saying stuff that was true about John, and then Gemma's in the back and going, do you know what though, Johnny? I agree with her. She's right. She's right. Don't agree with how she's saying it, but she's right. And Megan's there,
I
like,
love you.
You're a liar! You're a liar, Johnny! And then he kept going, my name is John, Megan. Johnny!
Yeah, he's hilarious, has he? He's not as
he's a crack. Snake. Yeah. He's a snake. Every night I watch him going, no, I see it.
Tiffany, when she was insulting Gemma when they first met, though, that was nasty.
Because the first night, Gemma made a point of giving Tiffany her shoes as a birthday gift. And Tiffany said, Jenna, or whatever, gave me her shoes. And I was so grateful. And then about a few days later, after the Angie Bowie incident with David Bowie's mix-up, which we'll get to in a minute, they sort of failed again. And Gemma took it upon herself to take her shoes back. And Tiffany
did not
like that.
What
would
you want to say to Gemma?
Pretty much, I will let Gemma know that the shoes that she gave me were not something that I would particularly buy for myself. They were old maiden type of shoes. And she said that those shoes were meant to be worn on a beautiful woman. So if that's the case, she should have put them back on the rack and she should never even purchase them.
This is me
because
when Trace crosses
me. Unqualified to own those shoes if that's the case. And I think Gemma is just a disgrace. She's a disgrace to humanity and she's a disgrace to women who are actually beautiful and
she has to be stopped. What about when Gemma thought she was pregnant? This is one of the funniest moments for me.
Oh my God. Because some made the point that Gemma was kind of saying anything to kind of win people over, and she's very manipulative. I was like, I agree, but it's hilarious television. Like, she was convinced one afternoon in the kitchen that she was pregnant and like takes Tiffany aside and Danielle is like, no, I'm definitely pregnant.
I know, listen, my belly when it's fat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to it. But this is
something
different.
Lump,
and this is the pipe.
Oh my God,
oh my gosh. Can I tell you something?
I'm having a baby.
Oh, calm down. Gemma. Oh my gosh.
Would you stop? She was there just in a mirror.
It went from, you know, I think I'm pregnant, to, I'm having a baby. And then Tiffany be like, Gemma, I think you'll be a wonderful mother. Because you handle a baby. You'll be great mother.
Speaking of Tiffany and Scotty T.
Oh, she's sweating for him. She's thirsty. Mm-hmm. Thirsty.
Mm-hmm. This is her offering comfort to Scotty. This is quite funny.
You've got to look to another female just to assure him of his masculinity. And I'm just here to comfort him through his loss. And there's nothing that Scotty could ask of me that he won't get. So it's pretty much up to Scotty T and for him to determine how much of me he needs. Because I'll be there for him with open arms.
And open everything else, apparently, that's what she said.
She opened all offers there,
opened
shall we
all
say.
Offers and yeah, put it there on a plate.
Well, you know what? She knows what she wants to. And I hope she gets the crown. There's no crown, but in my head, there's a crown.
My favourite moment has to be another Tiffany moment, but featuring Angie Bowie.
Oh, my God. This went viral. Like, this went viral outside of the show within hours of it airing. People were like, did that really happen?
So David Guest is part of the show. Angie's told that David Bowie has passed away. Angie comes back out. And the first person she meets
to tell Tiffany because she's upset, obviously.
And she thinks it's David.
She just says David, and like panic ensues.
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't. You can't. You can't do that.
Are you serious?
Sit down. Sit down.
Oh my gosh. Sit down.
Stop it. They're all going to know.
Oh, that was terrible to watch, but also now, a couple of weeks later, it's quite funny.
And then when they burst in, and David Guest is in bed.
Asleep.
And they're like, I thought you were dead, David. Why did you say this to me?
From your funniest moments here about Celebrity Big Brother, it kind of is clear that you have a pattern. Tiffany's your winner.
Tiffany's my winner.
For comedy anyway.
But I have a real soft spot for the GC. Because she was terrible, like, from the point of view of playing the game and not doing tasks. But literally everything she said, I was like, that's hilarious.
I know.
I'm sorry, Big Brother. I haven't had my hair straightened in 3 days. I'm not doing a task. That would be me if I was on. I think I was pregnant. I'd be upset that my hair didn't look right. Like, they'd have me gone in a week.
I know. Brilliant. Connor Bean, thank you so much. The top funniest moments of Celebrity Big Brother. Will you be watching tonight?
Yes, 2-hour finale. A month ago, if you told me I'd be watching this, I'd be like, haha,
no. Same here. I know.
I know. It's
they
nice
sucked
to know
us in.
So that I'm actually just trash. It was nice to have it confirmed.
Connor Bean, trashy Connor Bean. Thank you so much. Here is 99 Souls on 2FM with A Girl Is Mine. Take a minute, girl.